Your mother wears army boots. That was one of the more civil taunts that would come from the schoolyard bully in fourth grade. Now, I never did quite understand the insult. My mother had many different types of shoes, but I knew for a fact that she never owned a pair of army boots. But I thought if she did, she'd probably look pretty good in them anyway, so it really didn't make a lot of sense to me. But the problem wasn't about my mother's footwear. Rather, it was the painful fact that she had been insulted and her honor had been called into question. The facts were of no importance. When the schoolyard bully insulted your mother, you were left with two uncomfortable options. You could risk a fat lip and a black eye standing up for your mother, or you could walk away and face the ridicule of your classmates for being a coward and allowing your mother's reputation to stay sullied. There were some long and difficult days when you're 9 years old. Today's gospel reading from Luke provides us one of those stories that can be difficult to digest. Jesus is talking to his followers, and he's telling them in some strong language that to be his disciple, one must hate his own parents, siblings, even oneself. If this is a challenging concept to us in the context of our modern society, it must have been even harder for those followers hearing his speech when Jesus made it. In the Jewish culture of Jesus' time, family ties were not just important. They were a very means of survival. To deny your connection to family was to cut yourself off from society. And in those days, it meant that you would no longer have direct access to basic necessities like food, clothing, or shelter. Going it alone in Jesus' time meant a daily struggle just to meet your own basic needs for survival. Is that what Jesus is suggesting to us? That to be his disciple means going it alone, out in the world by yourself, not relying on anyone else? I certainly don't think that's Jesus' message. So then what is the message that Jesus is preaching, and why the extreme language? I believe that the message Jesus is trying to express is our need to understand that to become his disciple means that we cannot allow our priority in life to be the maintenance of a status quo. Jesus is telling you and me that we have to, in no uncertain terms, adjust our attention away from our earthly understanding of the world and start to see the world as God sees the world. In our human relationships, we become exclusive. My family is different from your family. My community is not the same as your community. Because of this, we become territorial and clannish. We want to keep strangers away from our resources and our family ties. And with that, we need not just to protect our territory and the stuff that we have in it, but we have to defend our reputation and the honor of our family members. This is not something that Jesus can abide for himself or for his disciples. Jesus is telling us in plain English, or more accurately in plain Aramaic, translated into plain English, that God the Father does not see the world as divided into families, clans, or separate communities. Rather, God sees the world as all one community, inclusive and together. What we have come to know as the body of Christ. Jesus is so adamant about this that he challenges his followers that to be his disciple, one needs to be ready to ignore family ties as well as community and national boundaries. He is telling his followers that he will not respond to insults to his own reputation, nor defend the honor of even his closest family members, because to do so would tie him to one group of people while excluding all other groups of people. That is the cross that Jesus will bear. That is the cross that he will allow himself to be nailed to rather than to deny the will of God the Father. That is the path that Jesus is called to take. He will not die for his reputation, nor for the honor of his community, not even the honor of his mother. Rather, he will die to save all humanity, those who know him and those who do not, even the ones who persecute him. That is the path that Jesus is taking. He is showing us that he will ignore and resist the attempts of anyone, even the institutional authorities, to demand acceptance of a status quo world dominated by divisions and isolation, and instead he will insist on a ministry that breaks down walls and boundaries and offers inclusion to everyone. And this is the same path that we are being called to follow as his disciples. Can we pick up our crosses and follow where Jesus leads? Can we endure the voices of the schoolyard bullies that call our reputation into question or insult our family's honor? Can we insist on inclusion when the world is demanding exclusion? Can we let go of the imagined importance of our possessions and risk losing them for the opportunity to genuinely connect with others, especially those who need our love and support? Can we forego the protection of walls that separate and expose ourselves to the vulnerability of openness that unites? Jesus' comments in today's gospel are indeed strong, but they are not meant to scare. They are meant to inspire us in our commitment to the long and challenging road of discipleship.